The Guardian.
If the rapper Jay-Z doesn't feel like the traditional Glastonbury entertainment, perhaps the subject of this next item will fit the bill. He makes sculptures out of junk, and as Paul Lewis found out, he's planning a typically eccentric parade at the music festival this year.
My name's Joe Rush, and what I do is I mutate waste. You know, so I find scrap objects and discarded things and just turn them into sculpture, or turn them into environments, or turn them into machines, you know, like weird animals.
And we're here now in your warehouse in Deptford, and I mean, we'll try and both describe this, but basically, well, how would you describe it?
Well, it's creative chaos, really, isn't it? It's like, over here, like, I've made a vulture out of a bit of old agricultural machinery and a bit of scaffolding.
And then there's a birdcage with a kind of what is that inside the birdcage?
Well, it's just a funny little man, really. So it's like so we've got the man in the birdcage, and then the bird sitting on the side looking at him.
And then I can hear the trains going past in the background because we're near the train station, aren't we? But as well, you've got some really nice Triumph parts of motorbikes. I do like that one.
Yeah, you know, all bits of scrap there. I've got a horse made out of old gearboxes and pneumatic drills and. And basically what I do is find shapes and see what the shapes remind me of and then follow that through and make it. So if I find an old drill, it might remind me of a dog's head, and then I'll just do whatever it needs to do to make it into a little dog, you know, or something like that. What we do in Glastonbury, we do these parades. You know, we've got a little boat onto a four-wheel drive chassis. We've got an aeroplane on a four-wheel drive chassis. We've got a dinosaur made up of an old Volkswagen with wheel clamps as all the scales on its back, and we'll drive these around. Like, we'd like to do parades. It's one of the Mutoid things, is to do parades, you know.
And tell me about, because I've heard about it before, it's got quite a reputation, but what you did in Glastonbury in 1987?
Oh yeah, in 1987 because we were connected with the Travellers movement, and the Travellers hadn't been allowed to go to Glastonbury since 1985 when the police had smashed the peace convoy. We decided to build Stonehenge in Glastonbury, and so we built it out of old cars. You know, we built the henges with two cars up and one across, and we built some giant dinosaurs. And
was this with Michael Eavis's permission?
Yeah, absolutely. He helped us get the scrap, and he found us a place to do it. And then we just sort of built this huge environment. At that time, we were doing warehouse parties in London, building these huge indoor environments, you know, with rivers and bridges and graveyards and forests and everything indoors. So it was just moving it out to the fields, really. And then people were just grabbing stuff and building all around, so it became very much a hothouse of creative energy, you know, and everyone was getting involved. And the next thing, other people started grabbing all the scrap that was lying around, because it was, you know, scrap everywhere, and started drumming with that. And it ended up with just thousands of people drumming, you know, like literally thousands of people drumming. And basically, by the next morning, you know, a lot of our sculptures were just completely flat, you know, just been drummed.
And what are the kind of materials that have gone into this?
Well, you know, basically the first thing is the truck itself, you know, and then got titanium panels from old aeroplanes, you know, from the engines of old aeroplanes, bits of aluminium, bits of steel, bits of exhaust pipe. And, you know, in the end it'll have everything on it, plastics, you know, bits of lamp fittings, you know, nice little bits of trim. You know,
So this will be rolling through the fields of Somerset in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.